Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I've been trying to reach out to your main company, you know, Males. And is there a supervisor I can speak to?
Yes, sir. We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. Are you calling about an order or trying to place an order for something?
No, I'm trying to call about a refund that you guys have been owing me for a while, and I need to be down through CS Mails.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Yes, my zip code is 32708. My first name is Don. My last name is Smith. You'll see all the notes on me. I'm not trying to be smart to you. You're just doing your job. I just need to know if we can't resolve something today or I can't talk to somebody today. I'm going down to file my claim tomorrow Monday with the courts. You're the only one left. The only one that's hanging in there lying to me, and we're going to get it straight.
Yeah, so you said your first name was Don. Is that D-O-N or D-A-W-N?
No, Don, D-O-N.
And how much was the refund for?
$239. And kept my money for, God, you had my money for almost a year now. Something I never even ordered. Something I didn't even know I had. But I've asked you so many times to give it back, but that's okay, because I built a good enough case against you that when I do go to court, I'm not asking for $239. I need $5,000. Judge might not give it up to me. We're going to give me more than $239 with a couple more zeros behind you. Guarantee that for all the headaches y'all put me through. But like I said, if I can't, I've already filed my complaints with the commission, with the SEC and everything else with you guys, with Better Business Bureau and that. So I just need to know if you guys are going to reach out and let me know another bullshit story, or if we're going to, or you just want me to go to court, because I'm done. I've gone as far as I can go. I've done everything I can and listened to all your stuff and called and sent you taxes. I read the taxes and the lies are over. And the company you say that you're going to get all this information from, they're already in the lawsuit. They're the biggest scam the world's out there to begin with, boy. Don't. So I just need to speak to a supervisor if I can, please. If she can even do it. I know you're a third party answering things, but your company doesn't want to pick up their number. It's always busy, a corporate.
Yes, sir. With that zip code and first and last name, we don't have any accounts. Do you have the last 4 digits of a card that was charged, or do you know what the charge was for?
Yeah, I got it all right here. You guys charge me. Every month, you turned around since started in May of 2021. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. After I told you in May that I didn't take your services, you charged me every month. You charged me $29.95 every single month. That's why you owe me $239.10. That's without interest or anything. I just want my basic money back. And you did it through AdMark. Saying that I was supposed to, I guess you guys, some advertising, something on email, you could say coupons or something. I don't know. All I know that I bought a service, some pots and pans from Greenstone, and then all of a sudden you guys have my account saying that I said to do this and that. It's not true. You have nothing in writing. I was already promised my money back 3 times because I couldn't go on the original credit card because it was shut down from fraud. You guys been playing games, and I'm done with the game. So why can't I talk to a real person in your offices? Why don't they ever answer their other phone? This is the only number that I can, other than sending emails. I'm done emailing y'all. I spoke to Rachel. I spoke to you know me. I spoke to them all. Jose, I spoke to Juan. I spoke to you name them. I've done everything. I got everything documented. I just need to know, because I'm trying to close out my year. If we can't get it straightened out today, I'm going to go down and file the charges. I've already got the Better Business Bureau, the Consumer Fraud Protection Act, and then the FDIC all going to be in my favor. You guys got nothing in your favor saying I did anything but ask for my money back numerous times. You're going to lose, but I'm not going to ask for a whole lot more money for my time and aggravation. So is somebody going to talk to me today, or are we going to file the claim?
Yes, sir. What is the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
1571. Originally, Kashina, okay, on 1/8 was going to straighten it all out. And then she said, and she couldn't do it. So Morgan said on 2/7 that the reason she can't get the money back is because that card's no longer in effect. Well, it was the same card, just three numbers were different because of fraud. Went to the bank, did everything you asked for. They can't get that taken care of. We talked to different supervisors, Kayla. We spoke to O'Neill. I mean, you know, just one thing after another. Well, we're done. You know, I've got what I can on my half. I'm not spending no more money on this case. I'm just going to go ahead and file. You guys took my money and did nothing for it. The Consumer Protection Bureau thinks you did wrong. The Better Business Bureau thinks you did wrong. The Consumer Fraud Act thinks you did wrong. And the FTC says you did wrong. I've got charges filed with every one of them, and I'm fixing to file a separate charge for every month. Every month. So then you're going to have your credit report every month. That's going to look bad, bad. And you're already at a C with Better Business Bureau. When I'm done with you, you're going to be at an F. Because every one of the complaints has to be answered and fixed before anything can go. Call my bluff and see if I ain't been working on this. Because that's just, see, now it's not $239. Y'all fucked with me. You fucked with somebody's money and you think you're going to play around with it during a pandemic when there was nobody that could help us. Well, guess what? I've tried everything. I tried to be nice. Y'all play games. Well, guess what? Now everybody's back to work and they're going after people like y'all. So who's going to help me today? That's all I'm asking. Who's going to be the one that steps up today? The last time I spoke to you on 3-7, I spoke to Supervisor Juan, J-O-S-H-U-E. 18 minutes. Said you're going to get somebody called back. Nobody's ever called back. Now, I've gotten you to answer a couple emails, but you give me a run around. Well, we're going to get this call, or we've listened to the calls, and we had the tapes. Well, bring them. Bring them to court. I want to hear that. I want to hear it. I signed electronically, signed and asked for. I guarantee I've been recording every one of my calls. They know the name, the time, everything else. Asking y'all not to bill me no more, and you keep doing it. How the hell you keep getting, how you got into my thing? I had to shut my bank account down. After 18 years, I was with that bank. I shut it down because you and another company won't release my money and keep messing with me. It's pretty bad you work for a company that's a bunch of crooks, don't it? Because you steal people's money. Admark, real nice looking company. But then they go on and they list themselves as Admark on the bill, but they're what they're known as SC Mills. I mean, you guys just trying to use shell, you know, the Fortune 500 block shelter after shelter. Well, you know what? Donald Trump plays that game, but y'all aren't big enough to do it. So, again, who's going to talk to me, or do I just file the thing? Because, you know, I spoke to Rachel, you name it. You probably know all the people I talk to. You can see I got everybody's name down there. I got y'all's email address for corporate offers.
Yes, sir.
Your corporate is sc@telebymeats.com. I mean, I have everything I could do. I've done everything nice. I'm tired of looking at emails. I don't play with emails. I play with live voices. So I'm not going to send another email out. I'm just going to go ahead and go back to the consumer confession Monday. When I talked to my guy, that's a lawyer, he said, well, to make it look a little worse, let's go ahead and file for every, instead of filing $239, we're going to file 9 months of fraud so that they have to answer for 9 months. Every month you charge me, and I sent you a letter telling you not to charge me, you kept doing it. That's fraud and deception. Nine times. Nine charges, nine cases I can make out of it. I'll keep you asking in court so long you don't even know what hit you for $200-something in the end. But then you're paying my time and services. You're paying my court costs. You're paying my attorney fees. For $239. So are we going to close it today or are we going to go to the war? Because I tell you something, I'm ready to see a big fight. I ain't worried about it. You already had my money since last year. I think it's a big joke. I'm going to show you what I'm made of now because I've already found all the organizations to stand behind me. I've already filed the initial charges I need to file. Now I find out I can make it a 9-case thing. Every month you took my money you weren't supposed to. Now that's a different charge, a different month. It's all separate. Because I'm not going to let it run together. So, again, I got a lot of calls coming in. Who's going to help me today? Find out, okay? I got to take this call while I'm waiting. This is Don. May I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Caller, are you there?
From the Reliable Security Department. Have you received the $178 money back from the Medicare?
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, ma'am.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. In order to be eligible, mm-hmm. We enrolled in our meal planning app called Meal Balance. This account was canceled on, looks like, January of this year. We've already tried to issue that refund. As informed before, you have to contact your bank. We can't issue the refund. We've already tried.
Ma'am, listen to me. I told you. I know. I have listened to – I started out with Keisha on 1-8 of 2022. saying, yes, we owe you $239.10, but we can't put it back because that credit card's no longer good. I said, okay. Well, you tell me. So I went to my bank when Morgan on 2/17/22, Morgan said, we want to give you back the money, but it won't go through. So I went to the bank on 2/22, sat there with my bank representative for 1 hour trying to tell you, listen, here's the account number and the route number for the same card. Here's the card number you can put it on. And we had to speak to your supervisor, Kayla, who is not worth a flying, you know what, for an hour and 20 minutes on 2/22, got nowhere. Then we were supposed to her supervisor, Supervisor O'Hale, and he said, oh, we can't do this. We got to send it to Corpus. So then we went to Corpus. See the passing game there? Yes, everybody says they owe me the money, but who the hell is going to give it to me? My banks are telling you, put it back in there. Send me a check. Do something. Y'all know you owe me the money. Do something about it. You're admitting to that you owe it to me. Why do I have to keep fighting for it? You can't tell me you can't put it back because I'm going to show you $3,000 on 6 different companies that owed it to me. And other than you, I got it all back from all the other companies. Not having that same card. If you want it back at the same place it came from, I'll give you the route number and the account number. Put a direct deposit in there because that's how the card goes. That's how you put it right back in the card. But you need to do it shortly because my bank's shutting the account down because of all the problems and the headaches that I've brought to their attention. And then, you know, after 18 years of good service with one another, I'm done. You know, they should have been behind me a long time ago. They want to say, well, this stuff's all back last year. It ain't my problem that the banks were shut down. It ain't my problem we couldn't get paper statements or anything. It ain't my problem nobody's answering their phone back in 2021. We were going through coronavirus, a thing. Everything was shut down. So guess what? Anything that happened in 21, it's being taken care of in 22 because the government and everybody else is hundreds of hours behind. And they don't want to hear it. It's no old. That's just how life would happen. Whatever happened in 21, it's happening. We're taking care of it in 22 because 21 didn't happen. You know it now. Everything was shut down and people didn't do nothing. Statements weren't out. Mail wasn't going out. Places were closed. It's working in everybody's and any case in the courtrooms every day. I don't want to have to take this to court, but I'm willing to do it just to show you guys not fucking with my money. And you already admitted to me you owe it to me. That's what pisses me off. You say you owe it to me. Give it to me. Why do I got to fight for something that's mine that you've had since May of 2021? You've had my money, interest-free, taking my money. I called and canceled numerous times. I didn't. So I went on and I did something with a vacuum cleaner. I didn't give you the right to take all my money like this, especially when I brought y'all's attention 2 or 3 times. So bottom line is, what are we going to do to fix it? Because I keep getting these emails and sending emails. I could read you the last email saying, well, we're going to pull a tape and this and that. Pull the tape. Let's go to court with the tape and see what the judge says. I want to go to court, but I don't want to spend $325 of my money without letting y'all know that. I'm going to court, but I'm not going to, and I'm recording what we're talking about now. I told you when I'm on the phone, this could be recorded for your safety like you do to me. Yes, I'm recording my conversations just like you're recording yours. That's why I'm not cussing, cursing, or saying anything bad. I'm just letting you know. I am done being nice and letting y'all walk on me. I am nobody's doormat anymore. I am a serious person that wants this money back. And it's not the money anymore. It's principle that you're not going to walk all over me like that. So, are we going to do something today, or am I going to spend the $325 of my hard-earned money that I don't really have to spend to show to do think as a guarantee a judge is going to give me what I asked for? I'm going to ask for 5. He might not give me a whole 5, but when he sees all the headaches y'all did and the lies and all the effort that I went through to try to get the money back and people in the bank are telling me everything that happened, I'm sure he'll give me almost the whole 5. So does your company want to spend 5 or they want to spend $239 today?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we've already tried to issue that refund, so there's nothing else that we could do. You'd have to contact your bank.
Thank you very much. Let me get your name, please, and who and what department you're in so I can document the last one. I'm going to file you in court. I will be subpoenaing you to court with that information, okay? What's your name, please?
It's Morgan.
Oh, Morgan, I was supposed to see you way back at 2/17. You the one who told me to go to the bank last time. Yeah, Megan, don't you remember talking to me back at 2/17/22? We spoke for 27 minutes.
Yes,
you don't remember talking to me way back then, Morgan? Come on now, you remember me.
We handle several calls.
Okay, well, guess what, Morgan? I got your name down here and everything else. I tried to get your badge number. You told me you don't have a badge number or an ID number. You guys are supposed to have that if you work in telemarketing companies. You know that, right? You're supposed to have an agent and a badge number. How come you're not giving them out, or you're not? You won't, huh?
We don't have badge numbers.
You don't have the agent number?
No, sir.
Well, you're supposed to. You're not allowed to work at a telemarketing company without one.
That's not true.
Hey, I worked in boiler rooms for many, many years. You're supposed to have, if you're on the phone doing sales, you have to have a badge number or an agent number.
Yes, sir. Well, here at our call center, we don't do that.
That's obviously, in your call center, you do a whole lot of things that ain't legal, right? Okay, Morgan, let's see. So you're in customer service then, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so Morgan, can I get your last name, or you're not going to give it to me like you did last time? Just Morgan, right?
We don't give our last names out to customers.
Well, guess what, Morgan? You and I just like you did back in 2007. We talked for another 28 minutes today. I didn't know I was going to get you again. You were on last over to me last time, but you told me the same thing. I go to your bank. Well, guess what? I went to my bank on 222. Why weren't you there that day telling me that? Morgan, how come I had to speak to Kayla? Kaylee. K-A-Y-L-E-N, your supervisor. Well, you know what she's going to tell me? Oh, we can't put it there. How do we do it? Now, this is the lady bank telling her what to do, and she's telling she can't do that. So then we spoke to her supervisor on mail. So, I mean, you really want to work for a company that's just going to pass the buck and tell that on? Is that what they're trying to tell you? To tell you you can't put it back in the card? Because you told me to go to the bank. I did exactly what you said on 2-7. You told me on 2-17, at 2-22, I did it. So my bank told you two or three times what to do. So if they told you what to do, they gave you every opportunity what to do, and you just keep telling them you got to go to your bank. You really going to believe you're going to tell the judge that after my bank's going to tell you I was at the bank and not there? Is that what you're going to tell? Look, say in court when we subpoena you?
Yes, we've already tried to issue that refund, so you would have to take that up with your bank. It's out of our hands at this point. We've tried to issue the refund several times.
Morgan, I ain't going to say nothing nice. I told you, this is being recorded. I ain't going to say anything smart, because I'd like to say something smart to that. But you know what? Someday you're going to need somebody to issue your credit, and they're going to tell you the same thing. You did what you did. If you issued it, then the bank would have then told you what to do with it. You wouldn't be in this conversation. Your company is a crook, a liar, a deception company. Morgan, I'm going to make sure I see you. You're going to see this pretty smiling face of mine in court, okay? I hope you're in Florida. But I'm going to make sure that they subpoena you twice since I've had you on two different 28-minute conversations, and you're the one that told me you're to court twice. And this one's been recorded. So I hope you have the money to come to Florida, because when I subpoena you, you have to show up. If you don't, you could be arrested. Have a nice day.
Thanks for customer support. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've been getting Morgan. I'm having her ass in court for sure.